Welcome back to Good Food. Fewer foods are as comforting as a dumpling. Born of peasant cooking, the Polish pierogi has taken its place as the country's signature staple. On a quest to prove that Polish food was more than just dumplings, food writer and cook Zuza Zak came, in her own words, full circle. And what materialized was a new book dedicated to the pillows of comfort. Hi, Zuza.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me on.
What is your earliest memory of making pierogi?
It was on the 9th floor of my grandma's communist block. I grew up in communist Poland until I was 8. And her kitchen was tiny. I mean, it barely fit 2 people in. But she was there, and she was actually a cook by profession, but also she would cook food for all her extended family. She had 4 children, you know, all their families, and then all her neighbors as well. And we had these feasts at her house. So she would make huge amounts of food, and she spent such a long time in this kitchen. And I would often help her make pierogi, but having small hands, she often had to take the pierogi after me and pinch it again just to close it, because it's very difficult for little children to close them properly.
Is there a very traditional filling that is found all the time everywhere in Poland that people would find surprising?
Well, the most popular filling, I think, in Poland year-round and in the diaspora as well, would be the pierogi ruskie, which are now being renamed in Poland as Ukrainian, because that is actually more accurate as to where they were said to have come from. And they are filled with twaróg, which is like a farmer's cheese, you would call that in America, caramelized onion, and cooked potato.
So delicious. How do pierogies vary regionally throughout Poland? Does landscape figure into the fillings, or seasonality?
Absolutely. So in the summer, everywhere around Poland, you'll find bilberry pierogi. That's the wild blueberry we find in the forests. And you'll often find people sort of selling it by the roadside that have been picking in the morning. So that's the most popular summer one. Christmas Eve, everyone will have sauerkraut and wild mushroom pierogi. Almost everyone. Some people might just have mushrooms, but on the whole, most people will have sauerkraut mushrooms on the table. However, there are also lots of regional varieties as well. So, for example, in the mountains, you might have pierogi, like the ones actually I've been making recently because everyone loves them, is with a fresh cabbage and bacon. And in Poland, you would use brinza cheese, which is a sheep's milk cheese, but you can use feta instead. So it's very, very similar. In the north, where you're by the Baltic Sea, you would find fish pierogi, a very common.
So once you have pierogies and you've cooked them and they've floated to the top of the simmering water and you've skimmed them off and put them in a bowl, is sour cream and melted butter kind of the all-purpose topping for most of them?
I would say that sour cream goes with most pierogi because it just goes so well with the dough. For me personally, I would put them in the butter bath and then fry them a little bit as well. I mean, the sweet ones, especially with sour cream, is a must. With the savory ones, you can have it, but not always. There's various different toppings. It's called okrasa in Polish. That just basically means topping. So the most typical one, I would say, is caramelized, slightly crispy onions. Some people would have a bit of bacon in there. One of my grandmas would always just have little crispy bacon bits with any kind of dumpling, apart from sweet ones, obviously. So everyone, I guess, has their own favorite ones. Recently, I went to a new pierogi joint in Warsaw, and they had a crispy fried celeriac, which I've never had before. But I thought that's a really interesting vegan option, actually.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah. So actually, I think anything kind of caramelized and crispy on top works pretty well. And then, like, you can kind of just, with the sweet ones, I just go quite wild, actually. You know, with any kind of chocolate pierogi, I'd like to kind of, you know, grate a bit of chocolate on top. Honey goes really well on all the sweet ones as well.
Chocolate pierogi?
That's in the modern section.
Okay. Leave us with a couple of festive ideas since holidays are coming up in the not too distant future.
Sure, I'd love to. So the first one that comes to mind, because Nigella Lawson picked to feature it, so I'm really proud of this recipe now. And it's deep fried dessert dumplings with rum and poppy seeds. And they're almost like little donuts covered in this rummy poppy seed mixture. But it just has that kind of quality of a Polish Christmas, you know? It's sort of that kind of decadence, and the poppy seeds are so traditional. You know, they have been used since pagan times, really, in all kinds of sort of festive rituals. And actually, my auntie, because my mum has never heard of this recipe, but when she talked to her cousin about it, my aunt remembers something like this being hung in bags on the Christmas tree.
That's fascinating. Were the poppy seeds used to ward off the evil eye?
Yes, I mean, they were known to kind of offer protection and fertility and abundance.
So interesting. Well, thank you so much, Zuzette.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's lovely.
That's Zuza Zak. She calls herself a storyteller cook and encourages everyone to eat more food from Eastern Europe. Author of Polska and Amber and Rye, her latest book is Pierogi, over 50 recipes to create perfect Polish dumplings. We've got two recipes from Zuza that are perfect for your holiday celebrations. The sauerkraut and wild mushroom pierogi and the deep-fried dessert dumplings with rum and poppy seeds. Yum.